The Gypsy Mama fashion brand is the work of a Czech NGO which has been very active in helping to improve the living conditions of several thousand Romanis living in one of the country's biggest socially excluded areas known as the Brno Bronx. Gypsy Mama was established to help young Romanis get a foothold on the labour market by harnessing their creative potential and giving them work experience. I spoke to the project manager of the NGO Tripitaka, Zdeněk Reiser, about its goals and ambitions.
The Gypsy Mama project is based on innovation in fashion. It combines Roma traditional clothing with modern design for young people.
Well, can you tell me how the idea emerged? I hear there is something similar in Hungary. Was that what gave you the idea?
Yeah. Yeah, we invented the idea in our creative team, in our non-profit organization, Tripitaka. It is 4 years ago. We started slowly. And then we discovered as well that there is a similar fashion brand named Romani Design in Hungary. We are in contact now, but we will see if we would cooperate. It's quite open.
But who got the idea of using Romani Design? How did that emerge?
It was me in our team. Or we have a discussion who was it exactly, but it emerged during one hour of dialogue about new projects. And we wanted to help young Romani people living in Brno. There is an area called Brno Bronx. There is 5,000 Roma people living, and there is the rate of unemployment is 90%.
But I understand that none of the designers are Romanis, are young Romanis. They're Czechs. So where did you get the designers, and why did you choose this way of helping?
We were looking about for young Romani fashion designers, but we didn't find some. Only one is quite. It's Peter Pavel Belky. He's from Slovakia. He lives in London, and he's quite successful in the fashion world. And we tried to cooperate, but it looks that it would take some time or longer. So we
had to address Czech designers
here.
Yeah,
we addressed the Czech designers, young ones. So first we cooperated with four young designers, Czech ladies, and they tried. They developed pilot collections. We had first fashion shows, and we started to cooperate with the Museum of Roma Culture settled in Brno.
Was it difficult to get them to actually use traditional Roma wear in their designs?
They visited the collection of Museum of Roma Culture, and they inspired, and then suddenly they produced some collections. They were quite amazing. And because the fashion show and the project, it was quite successful. So
when was it launched? When was your first fashion show?
I think it was 2012. And after...
Where did you hold it, and what was the first reaction to it?
The first reaction was... it was during the festival, Ghetto Fest, that we do as well in the Brno Bronx. And the people were excited. And we have a young Roma models.
So you do use Romani girls as models and young men?
Both. Yes. Both Romani and
Czechs.
Czechs,
yeah.
Yes. We want to go together. And the response was quite huge. People were excited. Many of volunteers were included in this first part of the project. So we had to continue.
And did the clothes start selling well then?
We started selling 1 year ago. It took some time because we went step by step. Now we are selling it through internet. We have our shop in Brno as well. We employ 3 or 4 young Roma people, so they have jobs. They have still 6 month contract, and then we want them to get another job, so we are helping them. It's a part of social work as well in the project. And then we recruit another young Roma people. They need to help a little bit because they have basic schooling and long-term unemployment. They face some prejudice as well, so it's quite hard for them to get a job and this.
Who is this line, this fashion line, targeted mm-hmm. at? Who are your customers?
Mm-hmm. We want to focus on all society. We want to sell throughout all sections of society.
But predominantly teenagers, I would assume.
The name Gypsy Mama, when we studied the responses, for example, on social networks, the most addressed group are ladies from 25 till 35. So we are slowly, first we wanted to focus on teenagers, but now we are a little bit moving the focus for those young or middle-aged ladies. Maybe that's why the Gypsy Mama name has.
Why did Mama. You choose Gypsy Mama? Was it meant to convey a special message, or did you just think this would be catchy? People will like that.
Yeah. We wanted to have a collection like hip hop, so it's a little bit from hip hop culture to Mama, Gypsy Mama. So then it was an idea, and there is a large group of young Roma ladies. They are long-term unemployed, and they have babies usually when they are 18. So it's focused for young unemployment Roma moms as well.
And what are the clothes like? They appeal to young people. I would sort of assume they'll be very bright, colorful, young.
Yeah. It's for leisure time, of course. It's like streetwear. The current collection, we have bright colors. The ornaments there came from gypsy culture as well. Scarves, for example, or skirts. And a lot of another kinds of clothing. Now we are coming up with a new collection by autumn. So we have new two designers. One line is a little bit darker. Another line of the collection is funny and with colors, bright colors, always with ornaments. And then we want to produce as well the accessories, earrings, and another ones. Yeah,
brooches and exactly. The kind of things, uh-huh. Bracelets.
There's a one dimension of. Of expansion, but our vision is to expand throughout Europe or European Union, and we want to sell through all the Europe and to help through this way the Roma communities because there is 6 million Roma people in Europe, throughout all countries, so we want to work in another countries as well and produce this kind of fashion and to set social enterprises and to give the Roma people jobs, and then the people from major community they can see that Roma people can be productive, creative, not passive.
You are head of marketing. Is it difficult to market this product? Did you find it difficult to get on the market?
Yes. somewhere it's hard, but for young moms, for example, or young ladies from 25 to 35, it goes so easy, and they want to help as well. So they have a good heart. So they see that it's a non-profit organization, that there's some meaning in these projects, and they like the fashion. So all together, it works, but slowly, of course. And
you said you'd like to see the project go international in a few years' time, if mm-hmm, possible. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is there a possibility for cooperation in Europe?
We hope so.
To help this mm-hmm. idea.
Yeah, first we want to work in the Czech Republic for one, for example, 2 years to set the
establish.
Brand, establish, mm-hmm. and then we will start to cooperate through institutions with Roma community, for example, through the Museum of Roma Culture. So I believe that there will be the possibility, the way. For example, we go with the new collection to Brussels by autumn. There is a fashion design market, and there will be smaller original fashion brands from 10 countries from Europe, so maybe we will be successful there, and maybe we will be asked for some cooperation.
Do you envisage maybe using Romani fashion designers in due time as well?
That's our goal as well, to educate or to find some. Roma fashion designers, and to work together with Czech designers. So now it will need some time, of course, but we are thinking about it, and we believe that it will be possible. There's some high school of design, fashion design, or textile, and there are some Roma students, so we hope that they will be our designers, and we can produce fashion with them.